Oh shiz, Christmas is over.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about
fat,
fitness, food, motivation,
fat,
and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Bacon.
Here is your host, Stretch.
I had some bacon on Christmas morning. I had some sausage. I had some biscuits. I had some hash browns. I had a good breakfast at my parents' house. Hope you guys had a great Christmas, great holiday. And we are getting back at it now. It's that time. Here's what I noticed, though. New excuse. Raise your hand if you got the new excuse. So you maybe said, screw it. I'm just going to let go these 3-4 days, whatever it is. Then Christmas is over and I'm going to get back to it. Well, that's my plan. I'm just going to have at it, eat what I want, do what I want. I'm going to have a big effort into the end of the year. Then I won't go all the way to New Year's Day. I thought I would end December 26th, back to the grind, start getting back to the diet and get back on track. Well, here's the problem. There's now so much crap in my house and you're like, God, I don't want to throw this away. I don't want to get rid of all this food. Like, I don't want to let it go to waste. So I'll just eat it. Then when it's gone, then I'll start. The problem is, at that point, it's January 7th when all that food is gone. Like, seriously, people in my family are a-holes because even my parents were like, oh, here, gave us candy and all kinds of crap. And I'm like, seriously? Diabetes. Heart attack waiting to happen. High blood pressure. I got to watch it. Well, I'm like, all right, I'll just have it on Christmas. Now it's like, now I got all this stuff. It's frustrating. It's very hard to... Not only is it hard to stick to a workout routine, it's hard to stick to anything because the world throws you curveballs and the people around you who are supposed to love you are no help to you whatsoever. My God. But yeah, I got that. The Christmas was great. We had Christmas Eve. I took the day off and it was fun. We went and we did my in-laws then with all of my in-laws. They do Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas morning, we went to my parents. And then we saw some of our friends on Christmas Eve, too. Went over to their house, old friends. And that was cool as well. Even though, not going to lie, it's kind of weird. They got college-age kids, and the kids are just walking around the house smoking weed. And I'm just like, what? What? And I get weed's legal. And they're old enough to smoke it. But you're like... I wouldn't let one of my kids drink alcohol in front of me, let alone smoke weed in front of me in my house. I'd be like, yeah, you go do that wherever you're going to do it, but you're not going to do it around here. And I probably would not be even cool to say, go do it someplace else. I would be like, I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm going to slap the skin off of you. I'm going to knock you bald. That's what I would say to them. I got issues. I don't put up with that. I don't got any nonsense. And there's some people that are like, oh, it's totally cool. Yeah. I was just like, whoa, really, dude? And I've known these kids since they were born. I've known these kids their whole lives. And then my kid's there, too. And my kid's like, yeah, you think about that, I'll kill you. I don't even look at that. And my kid's over 21, so that's the problem. They're all that age. They can legally drink, legally smoke. They can do whatever they want. Nothing you can really do about it as a parent, but you can strongly discourage it, I guess. I have a cool little story. It is a great story to end the year with, even though I'll be back on Monday, which I'll have another show before the end of the year. But I like this one, so I want to go ahead and give this story while I have it. It is the most popular exercises. They know what's the most popular workouts now because of apps. And in 2024, they go to there's a thing called ClassPass where people that belong to gyms can book classes for all different kinds of workouts. And they say, Pilates is a big one. They say, Pilates, which users did 84% more in 2023 than in 2024. So Pilates is very popular, but it dipped. And this is a weird one. The biggest, most massive boost of any type of physical activity in 2024. Get ready for this, because trust me, if you're in California, you're not doing this. Ice skating. You might go to the local rink once in a while. Reservations for ice skating were up 698% in 2024. That is effing huge. They say also a lot of community type exercising and team sports also had a nice little rise. But ice skating is the most dramatic increase they've ever seen at 698%. And then they go into all these trainers that talk about what a great workout ice skating is, because it targets muscles all over the body. And even though it's freezing ass cold, you can still work up a sweat. And they say skaters exercise almost their entire body. It's a really, really great workout. So at some point, ice skating became this trendy ass thing, which just a year ago was Pilates. So Pilates was that, yet it dipped 84% this year. And it looks like ice skating whooped his ass. I'm surprised if that's true, if that 698% is a massive increase, but maybe it was at nothing before. I'm surprised that there aren't, maybe I'm just an old fool and have no idea, because I couldn't ice skate 5 feet if my life depended on it. I would fall and break a hip and then be dead in 6 months. There's no way I could do it, but I'm as surprised there aren't ice skating classes here in LA. There's got to be. It absolutely has to be. Say it has cardiovascular benefits, trains your aerobic and anaerobic systems, and it's a fantastic overall body challenge to your core, your balance, your coordination. It is absolutely everything. So they rave about ice skating as the big workout. However, another sport that had a massive increase this year, which is a sport I have been a big fan of for a very long time, and that is volleyball. It is a 256% increase in 2024. Soccer up 158% since last year. And this is all according to ClassPass. And they attribute the gain in those two sports to the Olympics. It was an Olympic year. So people would watch it on TV and then think, oh, I'm going to do that. I can play volleyball. I used to love to play volleyball in high school. I'm going to go do it. Or I love playing soccer. So, and that's a chance that you know, things ride the tide based on that. They say following Pilates in the number one spot, even though Pilates dipped 84%, it was still the number one most booked thing on the app pass. So the class pass. And it makes sense. I know a lot of people that do that. So yoga was right behind it. Strength training, cycling, boxing, and then just general gym time. Running, dance, and low-impact training were rounding out the top list. They also measured when people are working out. Tuesday was the most popular day of the week, followed by Wednesday, Monday, and Thursday, as most people get their sweat on during the work week. All, no matter what kind of class it is, they say 5:30 is the worst time to do it, because that's when everyone makes their reservations to get their workout on right after work. Get off at work at 5, get to the gym at 5:30. And get your work on. That was my problem. That's what I was doing for the whole year or so that I was started this podcast initially. And I would leave work, go to the gym, work out, and come back. Sunday's the day everybody likes to take off. And that is all there is on the exercise front. I like that story. I can't believe ice skating is a big popular sport now, but it is still numero uno in the Pilates world. Pilates and yoga still own the exercise world at this point, as far as ClassPass is concerned. All right, now here is a test, and I'm going to read it, and I read it already, and it made me sad, and it made me know I am old. They call it the old man test. Can you pass it? And it's really basic and very sad if you can't pass it. And I haven't tried it, but I'm going to say I couldn't do it. I don't think I could do it. Not completely. I could do a pretty okay, but I couldn't. It's a fail. It's a pass fail. And I think I would fail. So here's what it is. It's a viral TikTok challenge called the old man test. And basically, you get your shoes and your socks, and you stand up with no shoes and socks on. You pick up one sock, and you stand and balance on one leg, and you put that sock on while you do that. Then you reach down, grab that shoe, and put that shoe on that foot, and tie it all while balancing on the other leg. Then, for a very brief second, you put the foot down that now has a shoe and sock on it, and you pick up the other foot, and you do the same thing. If at any point during that challenge, your foot that's up has to be put down to touch the ground to catch your balance, you fail. And it sounds basic. But they say balance has a lot to do with your overall health. So if you need to put both feet on the ground at any point, except when you're switching right there in the middle, you have failed. And it is, I don't know. They say, now here's the crazy thing. The British Journal of Sports Medicine in 2022 found that the ability to perform a different, which was just a 10-second one-legged balance, predicted the survival of people in middle-aged and older. They took a 12-year study, and they followed people between 51 to 75 years old, and they had them try to stand on one foot for 10 seconds with both of their hands at their sides. Those who were able to do it ended up having more health problems, or those who were not able to do it had more health problems over time, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and unhealthy cholesterol levels. Well, I already have all that, so I guess I can't do that one either. They say most alarming of all, those who were unable to successfully balance for 10 seconds had a nearly twice as high risk of dying over the next 10 years. And then they say in China, they did a very similar study, and they concluded the risk of death from any cause in middle-aged and older people increased with the lack of balance. There you go. So that is bad news. If your balance is going, you're done. You're donezo. Forget about your memory, Joe Biden. Let's talk about your balance. Well, but he falls down a lot too. So I guess Biden's definitely going to be dead in the next 10 years. I would say. I would be safe predicting that. Yeah, low score is a higher risk of death from any cause. Our ability to balance reflects on the interconnected systems that are required to effectively process the experience of standing. So we can use balance as a red flag that you're effed when you can't balance for 10 seconds. Now, you're like, all right, I can't do this. Is there a way to improve? You're in luck. Yes, you can improve. Here's what they say. They say try doing dynamic balance exercises like walking upstairs, walking on just your heels or your toes, and, back to a popular exercise we just talked about, try practicing some yoga. I know yoga is really, really good for you as you get older because a lot of injury happens from being so stiff and rigid, and your body gets tensed up, and it's not a good thing. The more limber and stretchy you are, the better off you are at not getting injured. It's a really good way not to get injured because injuries come from stiff, rigid muscles, and then they tweak and snap, crackle, pop, you're screwed. So yoga, I know, is really, really good. If you meet a lot of old people that do yoga, look, you know, as far as the way they move, they look way younger than they really are, because yoga is absolutely awesome for any type of working out, preventing any type of injury or anything like that. And that is pretty freaking cool. I am getting ready for, besides wanting to murder my dog that screwed up my deck, he's now still here. And Ice got Christmas presents on Christmas and is the happiest dog in the freaking world. He loves his toys, and he just runs around and just chews and chews and chews on them there. For him, we got him these solid rubber toys, like hard. It's softish. It's rubber. It's like, I guess, kind of like the bottom of a shoe, but it's a football, and it's solid rubber. That's what it is. And that's his favorite thing. He just chews and chews, and you, his teeth squeak on the rubber, just like tennis shoe squeak are his teeth on the thing. And he carries that thing around everywhere he goes and loves it. And then his other favorite toy that came in the same set was a hard rubber, the same material, but it was a barbell. And it's hollow, though. It's thick rubber, but it's hollow inside and has a little slit so you can stick treats in there. And he loves the hell out of that thing, too. Those two are his favorite of everything he got. And now my German Shepherd, who got her own toys, because she likes stuffed animals, so she got a couple of, like, squeaky teddy bears for dogs. And she got a chew toy, and she also got a big soccer ball with a handle on it, because she likes to play fetch. She takes her toys, so she gets her toys on Christmas morning. She takes each toy, one at a time, walks in and puts it in her bed, in the bedroom. Goes into the bedroom, puts her toy in. Comes back out, gets another toy, takes it, is happy, wagging her tail, walks into the bed, puts it in her bedroom, puts all of her toys in the bedroom. Then she comes and tries to take Ice's toys. So she's got her toys in her bed, and then Ice has his toys in his bed, but he drops them. He'll grab one, run across the house, drop it, run back, grab another one. He's just a scatterbrained crazy boy, and she is obsessed with trying to steal his toys. And today, they actually had a little bit of a fight, and they don't normally do that. They play rough together, but he had one of his favorite toys, which was his barbell thing. It actually looks like a kettlebell is what it is, but it's solid rubber and hollow with a slot in it to put treats in. And I put it outside for him, and I put some treats in it this morning when I left to go to work. And when I looked on the camera at work, the German Shepherd had it. Nova had Ice's toy. And Ice was just standing there watching her, and he was being cool. She had it, and he was letting her play with it. She was just chewing on it. And finally, he got tired of waiting, and he walked up, and I'm watching this the whole time on the Ring camera. And he walks up to her, and when he walks up, she fully freaking attacks him to get back. Like, this is mine, get away, and goes at him, and he runs. And then after he runs about 7 or 8 feet, he digs in and hair goes up and he's pissed and he comes back at her and he gets her and he's got her by the back of the neck. And I then pushed a button and said, hey, knock it off. And he stopped immediately. And then she went back to having the toy and he went over and pouted in the corner, but she started that. So now I got to make sure not to put those toys outside when we're not here because they're going to fight over them. And that is annoying as hell because I like having the treat toys outside with him because it keeps him occupied and he's not making noise or doing bad dog shit. If he's chewing on his toys, let him chew on them all day. I'm stoked. But now the German Shepherd insists on taking the toys he wants to chew on. So dogs are a pain in the ass. Has anyone noticed that? Has anyone noticed, like, I love dogs. I also love not having dogs. They're a big pain in the ass. And I haven't even walked him tonight. It's late. I got to go walk the dogs and go to bed. Going back to work, if you were in Los Angeles, hopefully you were sleeping this morning, but maybe the most beautiful sunrise I have seen in a long time. I put a shot out my window just driving to work on the 10 freeway. I saw the sun coming up, and I just took a picture out my window, and it was amazing, the sunrise. Absolutely gorgeous. And I have a feeling it had to do with the fires and stuff and the smog. The more screwed up the air is, the more beautiful the sunrise and sunset seem to be. Smoke and smog and awfulness make for very beautiful sunsets and sunrises. And so I had that this morning and then back to work. And it was like business as usual, full day, full grind. Even though a lot of people called out. I was feeling bad for some people at work because everybody called out and they were having to do everybody else's work. And it's, you know, the business still goes. It's at full speed. It's not like, oh, well, we'll just kind of loaf for now because no one's here. No, it's people have to do your work if you're not there and or cover your, you know, the basis of your work. And then they get screwed because they still also have to do their jobs. And it's like, wow, that's not cool. But c'est la vie. I was there. I'm like vital. I'm like amazing is what I do. I show up. I'm on time. I stay. I do my job most of the time. I'm pretty good at it. But you know what? The second I walk away, even to go to the bathroom, someone has to cover me, and then they're not doing their job. So when I'm not there, like on Tuesday when I took a vacation day, somebody had to not do their job and do my job all day. And apparently there were some issues. There was issues when I wasn't there. Things happen. And once again, I will tell you, I had conversations with my brother at Christmas, and I know at my work it is still an ongoing issue. If there is a lot of cargo theft going on in Southern California, all over the country, it's really crazy. If you are have any kind of a business, really, really check your incoming and outgoing. They're stealing from all of it. In fact, it's gotten to the point now where we've even had some stuff stolen from UPS. And that's never, ever, 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 ever happened before. But we're getting to that. And it's like, really? At UPS, they're going to steal stuff? Like, this is effing ridiculous. Like, there's no punishment for stealing anymore. And everyone looks at it like, oh, you got insurance. It's fine. No, yeah, but you stole a bunch of merchandise. Yeah, you write it off on your insurance. Well, then my insurance goes up, and then I got to charge more for my product. And the people that had it stolen from them, they got to charge more. We have customers come in that I'll talk to that say, there's a guy that really cool, just a family guy, small little business, and it's in downtown LA, and he says people will just walk in and just grab stuff and walk out. And you're in trouble if you do anything about it. It's ridiculous. We've got to get this fixed, man. Priority one in the new year is to get crime under control, because it's way worse than you know. I see it and know more about it because that's my job. But if you watch the news and you see things, that it's really, really bad. I know that that crime bill passed here in California at the election, and they're starting to enforce it now. They're actually starting. Oh, my God. They're starting to stop shoplifters. It's finally actually illegal again to shoplift. But hopefully they start kicking people's asses again, too, because that needs to happen. You need to get people and really discourage them from bad behavior. And by not doing anything, really let it get out of hand. Now they need to go back the other way, let the pendulum shift the other way, and whoop ass. Let the police whoop some ass. That would be really nice. All right, I'm going to get out of here early because you know why? I don't give an F. It's Friday. It's a holiday week. I shouldn't even be working, but I'm working. That's what I do. I just work. I'm a workhorse. I'm like a Budweiser freaking Clydesdale that can't balance on one leg. That's what I am. Big giant oaf. I will talk to you guys again on Monday. Got another show before the new year. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. I hope you aren't back at work yet, but if you're back on Monday, my man, it'd be great if you have the 2 weeks off. That would be like you're a student or a teacher. Slacker. All right. I will talk to you guys again on Monday. Have a great weekend. See ya.